In this Kondakion, if you read it, he uses allegorical imagery. And you know, even scripture, if you look at it, you can find allegorical expressions. My favorite of all is the parable of the Good Samaritan. But I'm not going to tell you about that today. I'm only going to tell you about one dimension of allegory in the writing of Romanos in this Kondakion. And there are three sort of dimensions. The first has to do with the city. And where was the woman from? Sychar, right? It is the image of the pagan world. It is the image of either people who are not associated with God or the true God. She comes from that place. Something is lacking and missing. It is not complete. It is not a whole understanding. Secondly, he looks at the woman herself. The woman of Samaria. And she is what? Non-Jewish. She is the image of the church. The church of the Gentiles. The calling of the people who had no birthright. And in today's world, we might say something else. Christ addresses two issues when he speaks to her. First, because she's not a Jew. So he speaks outside the Judaic world. So that the message is for all people. And secondly, speaks to a woman. Gender is not an issue for salvation. Birthright and gender. For in Christ there is neither Greek nor Jew. There is neither male nor female. And remember that he reveals himself as Messiah to her. How often does he reveal himself as the Messiah? He's already telling her, I am the one you're speaking to. I'm he. So he's proclaimed that. And then, thirdly, we have the forms of idolatry. The husbands of the past. Now, we may not name them, but they are things which held us or hold us captive. And we have to separate ourselves from them. These sort of things become very clear in the writings of Saint Romanos. We know that he is the author of the Kondakion from a very simple device called the acrostic. The first letter of the verses, when they come together, tell us that it is a hymn of praise of the humble Romanos. Tu tapinu Romanu enos. And if you put the Kondakion together, you can see those sorts of things. If you look at his Kondakion and some of the other hymns that exist about the Samaritan woman, they talk to us about one of our greatest failings as Orthodox Christians. And I'm going to take you not into a monastery, but into the parish. If you want to ever look at the vision of a parish, you look at the budget. And you ask yourself or the committee or the priest or the general assembly two questions. How much do we give for philanthropy, charity,